when the opportunity came, I jumped at it. I get to learn more about my dad's job. I think the decision is pretty like meaningful and special to me. I'm MU1 Ki Jian. I'm 23 this year. I'm a platform system operator on board RSS Invincible, and I've been in service for 3 years.
I'm Ki Kiang Peng. I'm 54 years old. I'm currently the deputy director of the crew training wing of the submarine training school 7 Flotilla. I've been in service since for 35 years. So when he got his enlistment letter, I was just hope that he will have a positive NS experience and finish his 2 years and then we move on in his life. But I was a bit surprised when he came back on the weekend telling me that he's considering to sign on because of some recruitment talk. Then I began to share a bit more how's life in the Navy, how having an SAF career means for his personal life. Once he's successfully joined the Navy as a regular going through his junior training, he was still wondering what to do next. And one day he came back thinking that he is quite interested to sign on as a submariner training. I was really very surprised and very pleased because I know that the submarine qualification course is not an easy course.
I actually never really thought about signing on. We had a career talk in BMT where a naval officer sort of shared his experience in the RSN. So that actually made me start to contemplate pursuing a career in the Navy.
So I think the communication with family member is one of the challenge that we all have to learn to overcome. And actually our family member also has been conditioned, been trained to expect no communication from us. Because any communication out of the norm means something bad is happened.
I think it's akin to like going outfield for army personnel. In fact, this time it's slightly better because there's aircon on board. I still have my phone, so I would say like it's manageable, it's bearable, but I definitely have to like adapt to this mindset lah, of not being able to contact my friends or contact my family members during my sail.
We do miss birthdays, mm-hmm. Just in case the sailing stretches over those milestones, but all those significant milestones like school graduation days, that one we always try our best to attend and don't miss such an important event.
There are definitely like a few milestones that he missed when he's out sailing. So for me, it'll be during like one of my birthdays. I mean, it's definitely a bit sad that, oh, my dad's not here or he's not able to celebrate this birthday with me. But I also think that it's a prideful thing that I know that, oh, okay, my dad's out there serving, he's out there protecting the sea. While I'm able to celebrate my birthday in Singapore, he already has a taste of whatever I've probably gone through. I think some of the perspectives that he has as a senior commander can only be like accrued over like decades of service. Yeah, so this kind of knowledge he willingly passes down to everybody. He's able to like tell me, okay, this thing can calm down. Able to give me support. Okay, make sure you focus on this thing. Yeah, so I guess that is the little like pushes that he helps, that he supports me with, that I'm really appreciative for.